crisis and economic depression, small business owners often struggle with making sales and keeping the loyalty of their people, because if you ain't selling, it's hard to pay the bills.
On the Ethical Sales Podcast, you will learn new ways to selling ethically and communicating with your people to create more loyalty and getting out of the rut of stress and frustration.
When there is plenty of sales, there should be plenty of profits to keep things flowing smoothly and everybody be happy.
Welcome back to the Ethical Sales Podcast. My name is Owen.
I'm Elias Raber.
And I am Matt.
So on this episode, we're going to talk about, if you are a roofer, how to not be a roofer and how to become a business owner. And I think this applies in all industries. So often we start a business and we are like the business. We are the roofer. We are the store employee. We stock the shelves.
We sell the projects.
Sooner or later, if we want to get good, good at business and grow, we have to become the owner of the company, the owner of the business, instead of just the roofer.
And they say the definition of being an entrepreneur is somebody who's willing to work for themselves for 80, 90 hours a week, but not willing to work for somebody else for 40. And oftentimes that's kind of what it comes down to is, you know, we quit that job that we hated so much because we wanted more time freedom, or because we wanted more money, or because we wanted more whatever it was. But the reality of it is, I think many people find themselves putting in a lot more hours than they had before and maybe not even making that much more money. And they find themselves in this rat race or this roller coaster that they can't get off of. And I think a lot of it comes down to maybe micromanaging every, trying to be an having your hand in every detail, and you kind of, you know, never really grow your company to give you freedom. Never really delegate jobs to people that you could just pay somebody a position, you know, to hold that position. You know, I don't know what you value your time at, but there's a lot of things that you might do today as a business owner that you could hire somebody for 15, 20 bucks an hour to do. If you value your time at, you know, $75 an hour, why are you still doing those things?
I told somebody the other day, you should get somebody to do that for you. And he said, oh, I couldn't, you know, find anybody that could do it as good as me. And I'm like, well, then you're probably never going to grow.
Somewhere somebody does it better than you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something that a lot of business owners live with, is they think that nobody could come in and do it better than me, so I can't hire somebody, or we have this control problem, and that all that's going to do is it's going to hinder your growth. You know, I say all the time, you can have control or growth, but you're probably not going to have both. And there's a certain point you can grow a business yourself. You know, if you want a $500,000 business, and that's all you care about in a construction business or a roofing business or something, you can probably do that. You're going to be working pretty hard. But if you want to get beyond that point, you're probably going to have to bring people into your company to help you, you know, take care of the little things that maybe you're not that good at. You know, we talked about marketing in the last episode. Maybe you're not that good at marketing. Most business owners aren't that great at marketing, because it takes, you know, a personality. If you're a Ruby, you guys have listened to this, more than likely you own your own business, and we might not be that good at marketing. So we need to bring somebody into our company that understands that and helps us and delegates that to them.
You know, think about it like this. Let's say you have a $500,000 company. That company makes you $150,000 a year profit. And you're involved in almost every detail of everything, which requires you to work long weeks. What if that same company could be a $1 million company, still only making you $150,000, but you don't have to be involved in every detail? Which one would you pick? Even if the profit isn't more, which one would you pick? I would pick the one that gives me more time. I would pick the one that I don't have to be so involved in everything. Now, oftentimes that $1 million company will make you more maybe than your $500,000 company. It definitely should. But if at the end it's still the same but only gives you more time, that would be reason enough to start putting some people in place. And I can tell you, and this goes in a lot of things in life, If you wait to do something until everything seems right, you're almost never going to do anything. So you have to sometimes take those steps before you feel like you're ready for those steps. And it's only going to be a matter of time. You're going to say, I don't know how I did it without them.
So you got to build a team. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You got to get the right people around you. You know, there's little things outside of our business that maybe you need a team to help you with as well. It's the little things, you know. Maybe you're still mowing your own grass. You're like, well, I ain't got time to do this. I ain't got time for that. But you take 3 hours a week to mow your own grass. Pay somebody $50 or $75 to come mow your grass every week. And you find that, you know, there's 3 hours right there. You know, I mean, I'd rather take my boys fishing than mow my own grass. It's worth $80 for me to just take my boys fishing. And so there's a lot of little things that you're doing outside of your business that doesn't help you in any way in your life, that you could free up some time and bring people on board to help you do those things.
Love it. Build a team, and that can be outsourced, you know, maybe marketing, maybe you hire people or companies that are not in your business, or maybe you need to hire people that you pay as an employee in your company. But build a team, get the right people in the right place. And I think probably later we'll cover what type of people should be in what place, because in sales you might want certain personality types rather than other personality types, and so on and so forth.
Super important. Get the right people around you. Help you in all kind of ways in your life. Help you free up your time. Help your business to grow. And bottom line, probably going to reduce a lot of stress for you, to be real honest with you. So, thanks again for listening to this week's episode.
Hey, 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 before you leave, let me ask you a question. Have you ever struggled with knowing how to open a conversation? Have you ever struggled with knowing how to close the sale? Elias Rayburn and his twin brother Matt put together a small booklet titled Simplify the Sale that teaches you how to open conversations and how to close a sale. You can download your copy for free at smarterrooper.com/simplify. Again, download your copy for free at smarterrooper.com/simplify.